Thanks for tuning in to Soul Level Whole. For more free resources, visit KaylinOhara.com or Dr. Kaylin O'Hara on Instagram. Hey everyone, welcome to Soul Level Whole. I am your host, Dr. Kaylin O'Hara. And recently I had a client email me and ask me what it means to be present. How do you know if you are present? And I wanted to bring that conversation to you. So first, ask those questions of yourself. How do you know if you are present? What does it mean for you to be present? And why do you want to be? How does it serve you? How does it benefit you? I'm going to answer from my lens, my perspective, and how I relate to this, but obviously your answers are more valid than mine because they're true for you. To me, being present is an awareness. It means that I am here, I am aware. When I first started practicing meditation, I realized that I wasn't present at all, meaning I was so caught up in my mind and what my mind was thinking and saying. I was so caught up in external things, not my own center, that when I would meditate, I would feel all that kind of fade away, and I felt like I was right here in this moment, and I could open my eyes and look around, and I felt like I was right here. And I loved that feeling. And then of course it would go away because I would go back to my regular life. But I would get into my meditative state every day and practice coming back to this experience of being present, where I'm not caught up in my mind. I'm not in the past. I'm not in the future. I'm not in worries. I'm not in list making. I'm not a prisoner of my mind. My higher consciousness, my greater awareness is what I've become, is what I'm tuning into. So it makes me feel like I am here. I am here right now. And I am aware from this place of being here. It's the only place that we can really be. We're always technically present. I mean, we are technically right here on some level. But our awareness of being here is, I think, what we're really after. Like, I want to be aware. I want to be present to this experience. That's what I think we're going after. So for me, it's a feeling of I'm here in this moment, I'm aware, but I'm also observing. They usually in meditation refer to it as being the gentle observer, the non-judgmental observer, the detached observer. I loved concepts of detachment and attachment when I was studying Buddhism years ago, because they helped me so much work with the energy of awareness, being present. Because if I was detached from something, removed from something, then I could observe it. I could take it all in. But if I would get really attached to something, to someone, to an experience, to a thought, then I was lost inside of it and I was no longer present. I was caught up in the tornado or the tailspin, right? So to me, being present is not just about, okay, I'm here and I'm observing. It's also about I'm holding the space to be as non-judgmental as possible while also being fully aware. An example would be, say you're in the middle of an argument with somebody, and because when you're present, it doesn't mean that you're completely non-reactive and have no feelings and everything is perfect. You're present to what's happening. So you could be in the middle of an argument and your heart's racing and you're feeling really angry, right? But you're aware of that. You can observe it. You can still talk to yourself in that, like, oh, looks like I'm pretty angry right now. Looks like I'm getting triggered by this. Right? So we still have control of the wheel. We didn't let go of the wheel and go flying off into a ditch somewhere. But even if you do, and that happens, and you, in this case, you would totally freak out or leave or do something super dramatic. To be present would mean, oh, now that I've gone off the deep end, I'm aware that I did that. And now I'm yet again present. To me, it's just this coming back to over and over and over again, this familiar place of being right here in this moment. The cool thing is that from right here, you can tap into all things. So when I'm intuiting, for instance, I'm very, very present. I'm aware, I'm connected to myself, I'm present, and then I open to receive information. When I'm working with my clients, I'm extraordinarily present. I'm not thinking about myself, I'm not thinking about the past, I'm not thinking about the future. I am holding full space, witnessing them entirely, releasing judgment because it doesn't serve anything, and just listening, observing. It's the utmost of presence. So I have this awesome privilege maybe of practicing being present all the time because I'm working with people all the time, and you really need to be present in order to be of service for people, especially in the space that I work with, which is healing and mental health and working with the depths of somebody. But in your own life, it's just while you're getting ready for the day, while you're, I was going to say in the shower, but usually in the shower, a lot of us receive really interesting like insights or breakthroughs because, you know, we're in an altered state in the shower. But, you know, say you're getting ready, you're brushing your teeth, you're making your coffee, you're walking your dog, you're doing anything, anything you're doing. At every moment, you have the opportunity to just become aware of where you are, aware of what's happening, aware of how it's making you feel. It's really about your awareness, and it's about your consciousness. Because the only reason we can even talk about being present is because we're talking about our consciousness, our ability to observe and reflect, right? So the next time, I mean, right now, let's not even go to the future. Right now, be present with me. Where are you? What are you doing? What are you thinking? Be present to the thoughts you're thinking as you're listening to this. Be present to, meaning observing, of your body right now. How does it feel? Like right now, as I talk, I notice sometimes when I do podcasts, my throat gets a little bit tight because there's so much that I want to share. So I can be present to the fact that I'm observing that. And then I can maybe observe what judgments I make around that. That's me being present to my experience right now with you. The beautiful thing is, as I say that, now my throat feels a little bit more relaxed. So the cool thing is that as we bring our attention and our awareness to things in the present moment, we bring all of our power to that moment. We bring all of our energy to that moment. And when we are fully in a moment with our presence, that is the most opportunity we have to create change, to do anything, because we're gathered here energetically 100%. But when you've got your energy over here and over there and over here and over there and over here and over there and you're super scattered, well, where are you? How effective are you really? So the promise of being present and really working with your attention and your focus, it's a discipline and a practice, means that the possibilities for yourself and your life, your well-being, all of it dramatically rise. Now, often people say, right, I don't know how to meditate. I can't get out of my mind. It's so noisy. It's so this, it's so that. Right away, I would tell you to stop affirming that. If I can do it, you can do it. If you knew a fraction about me, you would be like, wow, Kayla, if Kaylin can do it, then I can do it. I've been through a lot, right? My mind's been fucking crazy. I get it. But I don't give it that power. Why would you do that? Why would you say, oh, my mind is always going? Right there, we know that it's not you because you're calling it out as something else, which means you are giving your power to something else. It's up to you to regulate yourself when you have thoughts that are maybe challenging or feelings that are hard. It's up to you to take care of yourself. It's up to you to activate your power to choose in those moments what you want to think and how you want to feel and what you want to do. And that is being present. We're being present to our experience. We're being present to our thoughts. We're being present to what's happening. We're not running away. We're not distracting ourselves. We're not doing 1,000 fucking things. We're being right here. This is why people say, I always feel like I'm going and going and going and I can't slow down. Yeah, because you are and you can't. So you gotta do something different. You gotta slow down. Pay more attention to the sunrise and the sunset. Watch the birds bouncing around in your lawn if you have one. I love watching birds. They're so helpful to tether you back into what matters and what's important. They're just doing their bird things, you know? They're teaching us how to just be. Birds are super present. Animals are super present. Nature is present. It's just here. So there's examples all around you, if you tune into them, of how to slow down, of how to be here. If you look back on this podcast, I never remember the number, but I have a meditation called Slow Down and Be Here. And it is definitely a meditation about getting present. It is my favorite meditation. And I recorded it stream of thought. I didn't write anything out. I just moved you through how to slow down and how to be here because I've essentially trained myself how to do that. And if I can do it, you can do it. So maybe go listen to that meditation. It will help you come into this present moment. Really, it's the mind that distracts us from being here. It's us paying attention to all kinds of other things and not controlling our attention and putting it where we want it to be. We have to rein ourselves in and regulate this great power that we've been given as human beings. We have to be kind of disciplined around it and cultivate it. Uncultivated energy is out of control. So no wonder we have this conversation of like, what is it to be present? How do I be present? How do I slow down? How do I be here? What does that mean? And how does that feel? For me, it's everything. I think the thing I'm checking in with most with myself, when I say I'm checking in with myself, which is something I'm 100% doing all the time, is I'm really trying to be present to myself and to where I am. And if I look around and everything's kind of blurry to me and I can't really take it in and I'm caught up in all this stuff and maybe my chest feels tight or I'm overwhelmed, like I'm not present. I let the mind get the best of me. I let my focus go in places that don't serve me. So then I just practice bringing it back. But you're no different than me, right? We're all humans. We're all going through a human experience. You can do this too. Maybe you already are doing it. Maybe this is just a nice refresher. Maybe there are some concepts in here that inspire you. Maybe not. Maybe you have your own way of doing it and your own reasons for it. But I really do believe that being right here is where everything is. When we can come into acceptance and really refine our awareness and put it on right here, right now, and from here, where do I want to go? What do I want? Who am I? And keep coming back to that. That is the hallmark of a real and true and connected relationship with ourselves. And that relationship of connection will then show up in the world around us because it will be mirrored back to us. But if we're all running around, not connected to ourselves, not present to ourselves, not present to our lives, how the hell are we going to be in relationships? Are we going to be of service to one another? Are we going to be our best selves? We can't. It blows my mind to think about this. Think about the millions and millions and millions of people right now that are in relationships, either with partners or family or children or whatever, business, but they're not present. They're not present to themselves. They're not present to their hearts, their emotions, their spirit, like to life. And yet they're inside of relationships. Who are they? How are they showing up? What are they really giving? So this conversation with myself is a really important one and a really beautiful one and is probably what the world needs, right? If we were all really present to ourselves and aware and really here in this moment and not getting caught up in all the noise and all the drama and the mind that always has something to say, and we got control over that and we really cultivated ourselves. Our capacity to change the world is limitless and then would be truly limitless because we would be here and present to it. I think that we have this insane power, this incredible power as humans that can be used for good or not, but all of us have it. And this might be the conversation as like the number one step, the fundamental thing, the piece that is most required is your presence, your awareness, your ability to regulate yourself and to work with this deep power and your higher consciousness, right? Not just to improve your life, your well-being, your relationships, but the ripple effect that that would have in the world is mind-boggling, right? So as always, I hope that this spoke to you. I hope that this reaches you. You know, I've done 50 some episodes, I think, at this point on this podcast over the years. And I just think this podcast is awesome and so rich. And I've had so many people tell me how much it's helped them. But I also acknowledge that even though it has 10,000 plus plays over the years, it could probably be reaching a lot more people. So if you've come to the end of this podcast, this episode, and it spoke to you, or any of the episodes do, could you please share them? Because I'm only one person and I would love to get this out to more people, but share the podcast. And I've heard that reviews, especially on the Apple platform, maybe that's the only place you can leave them, whatever. I've heard that reviews really help people to see it. So please, you know, if you like this, if it's speaking to you, please leave a review or rate the podcast. Let people know why it's helped you. And also, I would love to hear how it's helped you or what more you would like to hear about or what you would like moving forward. So I think I'll start asking for that more because this is a lot of juicy, awesome information that is so powerful and so true and resonates with so many people that I've worked with. So let's go ahead and spread it, you know, get it out there. Get it out to the world. And as you already know, you already probably know this, but you can find me on Instagram at Dr. Kaylin O'Hara and kaylinohara.com if you want to access lots of my free resources. But I'm here for you. I'm sending my love to you, and I hope you're well. Take care.